my last broadcast, I began a message entitled Changing Places with a Leper. And we learned how our culture is trying to treat Christians like lepers. Our society wants Christians to not be seen nor heard. But there are three things that we as Christians can do. So open your Bibles to Mark chapter 1 and we'll take a look in the book.
Welcome to A Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by the exciting Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will bring you a series of messages out of the book of Mark. So get close to your radio and listen now as we take a look in the book.
Put my order in, and they went on and got my order for me. I got my order. I was sitting down enjoying my favorite hamburger and my favorite French fries, and I said, man, I need a fork to cut this thing here. You know, after all, I'm the pastor of Bible Way Community Baptist Church. I got to eat this burger dignified today. Amen. Amen. I went back up there, my young brother. Remember, I said, what's going on? You still ain't got your shake? I said, it done been 15, 20 minutes. And they went on and got him his shake. After I left, I thought about it. I said, wait a minute. It don't take no 20 minutes for a shake. Everybody else was getting their orders. Why this young brother? And then it occurred to me, could this have been a case of racism? I don't know, but I know it don't take no 20 minutes. Man, I could have went to Kroger and back and got some ice cream and made a shake for them by the time they had finished that. But this is the world that we're living in today. There's a rise of racism. And because of the rise of racism, they want us to go on back into our lit den like a leper. They're trying to take us back. But then there is the rise of rebelliousness. And because there's a rise of rebelliousness, black folks are taking their own self back. Don't get quiet on me this morning. You were saying mighty good a while ago. See, just like Jesus told this man, don't you go tell nobody. Just don't go do what the Bible says. Go do what Moses done told you. But the man, he got his blessings, he got his cleansing, and he ran and ignored what Jesus had told him. In other words, he got his blessings and forgot about Jesus. Oh, Lord, have mercy. That's what I see happening today with a lot of our African American today. God done blessed us where we can go wherever we want to go, do whatever we want to do. We can ride whatever we want to ride, drive whatever we want to drive, stay wherever we want to stay. God done blessed us inside out, and God done told us to obey the Bible. We done forgot about God. See, the leper was acting all madness, telling everybody. Jesus said, don't tell nobody. But God done told us, go tell everybody, and we won't tell nobody. And we act like we don't know where the church at other than at a funeral. African American done got their blessings and done ran. And forgot about the blesser. Lord have mercy. And as a result, we are taking our place back. So don't be going around saying the white man is trying to take us back. Listen, if you ain't obeying Jesus, if you ain't connected with Jesus, you're taking yourself back. There's a rise of racism trying to take us back, a rise of rebellion trying to take us back, but then there's a rise of the homosexual movement. that's trying to take us back. Oh, yes, it is. See, the gays done came out the closet now. Have you noticed that? As a matter of fact, I was watching a gay parade. Oh, man. They was marching, all the gays, they was out there marching, they was having a good time, and the camera was on this one guy, and this guy here, he was dressed like a lady, was dressed like something, because I don't want to insult ladies like that, how he was dressed. Lord have mercy. Man, he had all different kind of colors and stuff going on in his hair, I mean, bloomers and stuff on, I mean, Lord have mercy. But he ran over there to the camera, and he said, listen, you see this? We done came out the closet, and the Christians are finna go in the closet. That's where we're at, ladies and gentlemen. The gays done came out the closet, and now they're telling the Christians, you're gonna have to go in the closet. That's where we're at in America today, ladies and gentlemen. The gays done came out the closet, and Christians now, we are having to go in the closet. Is that gonna happen, ladies and gentlemen? Because now, if you speak against the gays, they're looking at that as hate crime. That's hate speech. They're trying to put us in the closet. Even though Jesus done told us one thing, tell everybody. The gay said, you better not say nothing. You better stay back over there in the closet. Now, I know what somebody said, man, we're going to have to get organized now. We sure going to have to get organized now. And because we're going to have to get involved in this next election. Have you seen our selections that we got to choose from? I mean, we got Donald Trump, and we got Cruz over here on that side. And the other day, the KKK came out, and they done endorsed Donald Trump, and a lot of other racist groups are endorsing a lot of the Republicans' candidates. And then when you look over there on the Democrat side, you got the socialists and you got the homosexuals that are endorsing those candidates over there. So on one side, you got the racism, and the other side, you got the homosexuals and the socialists. See, my hope, ladies and gentlemen, is not in the Republican Party. My hope is not even in the Democratic Party, but my hope is in Jesus Christ. And unless Jesus fix it, it ain't gonna be fixed. And I believe that God has got the solution, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, yes, it do. Look right here in this text. Can I give you three things that Jesus did that I think that we can do as we are changing places here? The first thing that we need to do is start praying. Start praying. Start praying. That's what Jesus did in verse number 35. And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed. Start praying. If you want something that you never had, you got to do something you never done. I say, if you want something you never had, you got to do something you never done. You can't keep laying in bed with this crisis going on, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, the crisis is too crazy out there. Oh, yeah, time is too tough. The road is too rough for us to lay in bed and just chill out. Every man got to be on deck. We got to get up, and we got to start praying. Why pray? Because it's not a political problem. It's not a physical problem. But the problem is a spiritual problem. The problem in our world today is a spiritual problem, and it demands a spiritual solution. So we got to pray, ladies and gentlemen. See, we don't need to be hating on no Republicans. We don't need to be hating on no Democrats. We don't need to be hating on no gays, because they ain't none of our enemies. The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers, wicked spirits that hang out in heavenly places. That's why the Bible says that we got to put on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to stand against the forces of that day. And when we done everything that we can do, we just need to stand, ladies and gentlemen. We got to put that full armor of God on. And we got to have the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And he said, by all means, you need to pray with all prayer and supplication to Almighty God. As a matter of fact, see, Jesus even told us that. Jesus says, listen, you need to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. Listen, we need to be calling God to come down and fix this situation. This race problem in America, we should be saying, Jesus, come on down. Oh, all of this rebelliousness out in the streets, we need to say, Jesus, come on down. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. All of this gay activity in the street, we should be praying, Jesus, you come on down here. That should be our daily prayer. Whatever the craziness is, whatever the madness is, pray that Jesus would come. As a matter of fact, that was the last thing that Jesus said in your Bible, in Revelation chapter 22. The last thing that Jesus said was, behold, I come quickly. And Revelation ends in a prayer. What was the prayer that John prayed? He says, even so, come on, Lord Jesus. That should be our prayer. Come on, Lord Jesus. Come on, Lord. Because man done tried to fix it. We got a black man in the White House, and it's still rough on black people. Oh, Lord Jesus, come on. Start praying. Number two, stop playing. Stop playing church. Stop playing church. Look at the text. It says, and Simon and they that, verse 36, which followed after him, when they had found him, they said unto him, all men seek for thee. And he said unto them, let us go into the next towns, that I may preach there also. Watch this. For therefore came I forth. Notice, Jesus is letting them know what my purpose is. My purpose is not to please people, but my purpose is to preach the message of the kingdom of God. See, they thought that Jesus would be excited because we got a bunch of people. These people are waiting on you. The average preacher would say, where they at? Where they at? Where they at? The average preacher want a crowd. But Jesus said, no. They got their miracle. I got to go on and preach a message. Yeah. See, you can get a miracle, but if you don't know Jesus, you'll die and go straight to hell. The message ought to be more important than the miracle. Listen. When you go to a restaurant, you don't go there for the advertising. You go there for the meal. They may bring you some chips and salsa. That That's just the advertiser. Stay right there so you can get the meal. Miracles ain't nothing but the advertisers. Jesus got a message. Stay and get the meal. Lord have mercy. And that's the problem. We're out pleasing people, giving them advertisers, rather than giving them the message, the good news about Jesus Christ. Listen, stay with me. When you try to please people, you're going to miss your purpose. A lot of good church folks, listen to me, don't check out. A lot of good church folks done missed their purpose right here at church because they're trying to please people. Lord have mercy. See, we don't understand what the church is all about. We done turned the church into a big show today. It's all about the car show today. I'm gonna get me a nice car and go down over here and show folks, show my car. That's the car show. I get some nice clothes and go to church with my nice clothes because I want everybody to see what I'm wearing. That's the fashion show. Let me get that mic and I can show them how to really, really sing. That's the talent show. We just down here putting on a show and folks are going to hell watching the show. See, what is the purpose of the church? The purpose of the church is to be an occupational force for the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, but you did, that went right over your head, so let me help you here. Back here in 1983, Cuba invaded Grenada, a little country right down there on the other side of Cuba there. When President Reagan found out about it, he said, they're not going to spread that communism. Not under my watch. So President Reagan, he sent the Marines in there. And within 2 days, 48 hours, that country that was going through rebelliousness, the rebellion was slapped down. But President Reagan was a smart president. He didn't just bring out all the forces after it was over with, because he knew the Cuban forces would come right on back in there. He left a few soldiers there to hold the fort down until the government was strong enough to get back on its feet. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ came to this earth, and there was a rebellion. That's why he came, and he put this rebellion down. But before he left, he trained some of his disciples. He says, I'm going to start a church. What is a church? The church is going to be the occupational force. He says, I'm going to start this church, and I'm going to leave this church to hold things down until I come back. And that's what he's doing. That's the thing about the church. The reason we're over here in Irving, Texas, because there was a rebellion over here, but he planted Bible Way Community Baptist Church to quiet down this rebellion, and we got to hold it down until Jesus come back. So we got to stop playing church and hold it down. Listen, the third thing, we got to learn how to love. Did you hear what I say? We got to learn how to love. We got to learn how to love racist people. We got to learn how to love rebellious people. We got to learn how to love gay people. We got to learn how to love. We got to go back to the Bible again, and we got to start teaching, because it ain't being taught today, what Jesus taught about love. Jesus said, do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. Jesus said, love your enemy. Bless them that curse you. Pray for them that despisefully use you. Jesus said in the two great commandments is to love God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and then love your neighbor as you love yourself. Jesus taught us how to love. Even right in this text, Jesus is teaching us how to love even the worst case, a man who had leprosy. Look how Jesus loved this man. Jesus received the leper. Then Jesus talked with the leper. Then Jesus laid hand and he touched the leper. Then Jesus cleansed the leper. Then Jesus talked the leper and gave him final instruction. And then Jesus changed places with the leper. Jesus went in the desert place so that the leper could come to town in a public place. Jesus changed place with the leper. But what Jesus done for the leper, didn't he do the same thing for you and I? Then Jesus come to this earth to change places with us sinners. Oh yes, that cross was our cross. We should have died there on the cross. But Jesus died on that cross for your sins and my sins. He died there on Calvary's cross. The Bible says he that knew no sin was made sin, that we may be made the righteousness of God in Christ. He changed places, ladies and gentlemen. Isaiah says he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All of us was like sheep. We had gone astray, but God laid upon him the iniquity of us all. He changed places, ladies and gentlemen. That's why the songwriter says he was wounded for me. He was wounded for me. Gone are my transgressions, and now I'm free. All because he was wounded for me. Somebody ought to say glory today. Somebody ought to say glory today. Somebody ought to say glory, hallelujah. He changed places. Aren't you glad today? I say, aren't you glad? Aren't you glad he changed places with us? Thank you, Jesus. Let's pray. Father, we thank you and we praise you. You've been so good to us. You've been better to us than we have been to ourselves. Thank you, Lord. You've changed places with us. Help us, Lord, to live in this society that's changing places. Help us, dear God, to love. Help us, dear God, to quit playing church, and help us to pray. Help us to just hold it down until you come back. For it's in Jesus' wonderful name we pray.
Bread of life sent down from glory.
If you would like a copy of the message you have just heard in its entirety, would you please call the church at 972-257-3766. Again, that is 972-257-3766. Or visit our new website at alookinabook.com. Again, that is alookinabook.com. And come on and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at the exciting Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And until next time, let's take a look in the book.